House tax panel readies. Crypto tax bill for release as early as Friday. A House panel with jurisdiction over tax policy is preparing legislation to address how cryptocurrencies are taxed, with text that could land as early as Friday, June 5th, ahead of a hearing early next week. Bloomberg reported the timeline on June 5, 2026. The panel responsible for federal tax law in the House is the Ways and Means Committee, which means any bill it produces sits at the center of how crypto gains, income, and everyday spending get treated by the IRS. The report does not detail the bill's contents, and no text was public at the time of writing. The signal here is timing and venue, a tax writing committee moving its own legislation rather than the market structure bills that have dominated crypto policy this year. A separate track from market structure, most crypto legislation in this Congress has run through other committees. The Clarity Act deals with which regulator oversees which assets. Stablecoin oversight has moved through banking channels. Tax treatment is its own question, and it has lagged. The IRS has issued guidance piecemeal over the years, but the core statute was written long before anyone spent stablecoins at a checkout or earned staking rewards. A bill from the Tax Writing Committee would be the first time the underlying rules get rewritten in legislative text rather than patched through agency notices. That distinction matters because guidance can shift with each administration, while a statute is harder to unwind. The provisions worth watching. Three items tend to dominate any serious crypto tax discussion, and they are the ones to watch when text appears. The first is a de minimis exemption. Under current U.S. rules, spending crypto is a disposal, so buying coffee with Bitcoin can trigger a capital gains calculation on the difference between your cost basis and the price at purchase. A small transaction exemption, often floated at a few hundred dollars per transaction, would remove that friction for everyday purchases. For anyone who uses a crypto card in the United States, that single provision would change the math more than any rewards rate, because every swipe today is technically a taxable event. The second is staking and rewards income. The timing of when staked tokens or card cashback becomes taxable at receipt or at sale affects yield products and reward programs across the market. The recent debate over crypto in 401k plans showed how contested the income side of crypto remains in Washington. The third is the wash sale rule. Securities are subject to it. Crypto, classified as property, currently is not, which lets holders harvest losses more aggressively. Closing that gap has appeared in past budget proposals and would raise revenue, making it a common target when tax writers look for offsets. None of these are confirmed in this bill. They are the standard battleground, and a hearing early next week would be where committee members signal which ones made the cut. A risk-off backdrop in the market, the legislative news lands during a weak week for crypto prices. As of June 5, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $63,585, down 0.9% on the day and roughly 13.7% over the prior 7 days. Ether sat around $117.60, down 2.9% on the day, and the Fear and Greed Index read 19 in extreme fear territory. A tax bill does not move prices the way an ETF decision might, but clearer rules on disposals and a possible de minimis threshold would affect how willing U.S. holders are to actually spend crypto rather than hold it. For U.S. users weighing whether to spend from a crypto card at all, the de minimis question is the one that turns a tax headache into a non-issue. Until text is public, the practical guidance is unchanged. In the United States, card spending of appreciated crypto remains a reportable disposal, and stablecoin balances spent at par avoid the gains calculation entirely.